Okay, we are on Pesach Vav Amud Aleph. We are 11 lines down from the top. We are continuously attacking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that in that case where we said Konam Eina B'Sheina Hayom Im Yishan L'Machar, a person takes an oath or a neder on their sleeping today. If I end up sleeping tomorrow, the Yehuda says, then you are forbidden from sleeping today, right? And we're going to continue to kind of go after this opinion. Like, what do you mean? Why do you have to answer me today? I can just be careful so that I don't sleep, that I don't sleep tomorrow. So Gemara continuing attacking that approach. So we're trying to explain what the case of the Mishnah was. And the Gemara came to the following conclusion for now, and we're going to see a lot of options, a lot of tries here that will be unsuccessful, and then we'll see. So the Gemara says, "El da amar konam ina b'shena lemachar imi shan layom." Right. Basically, the Gemara came to the conclusion that it can't be just a case where there's a general, the Mishnah didn't just say I'm not going to sleep generally, because then there's no shir, etc. And either, if there's no shir, there's no iser bal yachel devaro. So that can't be. So if there's no shear, then in those scenarios, you usually make it usher right away, right? You give malchus right away, go sleep right away. Like, you can't do that. I'm not going to sleep forever. Or I won't sleep for 3 days. Or that's not going to work. Right? So, Ela da'amar konam eina b'shena l'macha imashaniyon. So the case must be, right, that he said, I'm taking a neder on my eyes not to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. Right? That must be the case. Just to take a look at the Ran for a second on the top left. Al da amar konam ina b'shena l'machi imishan hayom. Because you could have said the opposite case. You could have said, an oath not to sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow. So the Ran writes, mishum daleka la'ukma ba'omer konam ina b'shena hayom. Right? This, you can't say the cases where he says, a neder not to sleep today. The hachi pshita, that's obvious that's a neder. I've taken neder not to sleep today. There's no chiddush there, right? So that can't be the case. So it must be, the case where the chiddush that the Mishnah is teaching must be a case where I said, I'll take a neder about tomorrow if I sleep today. And that's part of the conversation. So it says the Gemara, ha'amris kol bi'isure mizdayer. I says, yeah, but that doesn't really make sense because we just made our rule before where we said that people are careful about the Isser. They're not careful about the Tanai day, but they're careful about the Isser. And they're not going to, they won't end up, sleeping tomorrow, so therefore I can let them sleep today, right? So El Pshita, so if that's the case, the Ran says Hilka Klomas is Amr Sachi. Right? If that's true, then I wouldn't say that. Then this shouldn't be the case, because again, it's not much of a chiddush. So Ela Pshita the Amar Konam Einai B'Shena Hayom Im Yishan L'Machar V'Lo Noyim Hayom Ki Noyim L'Machar Mai. So Ela Pshita the Amar Konam Einai B'Shena Hayom Im Yishan L'Machar. Fine. So now let's flip back. Case must be, I take a neder about not sleeping today if I sleep tomorrow. Okay, now we switch the order again. All right, so right, fine. So the case of the Mishnah is a person takes a neder not to sleep today if I end up sleeping tomorrow. Okay. So Gemara says ve'ilo na'im hayom ki nam l'machar mai. But again, if I don't sleep today, so then who cares? I slept tomorrow. Right, it's not making a difference. And if that's case, sorry. Ki naim lamachar mai ba yachel devaro ika. Meaning the whole case, what did the Mishnah say? It said the case is konam, right? Whatever the example is that we're talking about, and we haven't decided what that is. But if the case is, the case where he says, I'm taking a neder today, if I sleep tomorrow, right? And the Mishnah's conclusion is Harei zeh b'lo yachal dvaro, right? If you make such a statement, you violated by a cheder bara. Why did I violate by a cheder bara? If I didn't sleep today. Right? If it turns out I didn't sleep today, I didn't violate by a cheder. So hare zeb by a cheder bara implies that you immediately violated the yisr. I didn't do anything yet. So what if I'm not going to sleep? So you mean hare zeb by a cheder bara? It can't be. So Allah b'denayim. Okay. So must be the case, right? Must be that you fell asleep. Right? The case must be that if he slept today, so now, you know, hare zeb by a cheder bara, right? Because he already slept today. If he sleeps tomorrow, then he'll violate by a cheder bara. So Gemara says Alma the Ise denayim, right? V'tiyufta d'ryuda. So Gemara says that's true. If this must be the case must be, right? That it's the case where he said a konam. If I sleep my eyes. If I sleep today, right? If I sleep, for sleeping today. If I sleep tomorrow, and the case must be a case where he already slept. So what do you see? You see that in situations where there's a concern about if you sleep today, you might get in trouble tomorrow, that we allow you to sleep. So you see Rabbi Huda's wrong. Because Rabbi Huda's the one who said, it's us to sleep today. Okay. So says Gemara, no, that's not like, you know, you haven't backed me all the way into a corner. Kiketani de'inayim. I'll just say the case is, if you slept, right? It doesn't have to be that it was for sure that you slept, but it is, if you slept, then you're valid by a chadvara. Okay. So not a good attack on Rabbi Huda. Ravina Amar, La'olam Kitkatani, no, go back to our initial case, it's Kodam Shani Yashin, that's the original case, right? Okay, Umay by Achel, what's by Achadvaro? I didn't violate anything, right? So what's happening? Midrabanan, it's a by Achadvaro, Midrabanan. It's not a real by Achadvaro, it's a like a Dirabanan, you know, a concern here that we slap in his Dirabanan on it. Look at Rashi, the Duran. Ravina Amar, La'olam Kitkatani, down on the left side, third wide line. Rav Amar Lom Kitani Kolamar Shani Yashin. Right, the case is Shani Yashin. Right, Veloka Amar Ein Ay B'Sheina. Don't give me this whole story about the eyes, etc. The Afagav the Sheina Ein B'Mamish. Right, and we said our concern was, what do you mean? Not sleeping? Sleeping's not a nether. It's something that's Ein B'Mamish. So it's not a thing. Sleep. It's not a chefza. It's not an item. So what's going on here? Nevertheless, even though Shana's Abigav Shana Ein Ba Mamish, Ika Bayachel Midrabanan, we still give you an Issa Drabanan of violating your word. Dashkach na Tana the Tana Midrabanan, Noyachad Varel. Umishamachi Tana of Masisim Benidarim, Hare Zeb Bayachad Varel, Velo Tana Asar. And that's why the language is Hare Zeb Bayachad Varel, and it doesn't say Asar like all the other Mishnahs have said, Asar. Right? So why doesn't it say Asar? Because it's Asar Midrabanan. This is the wrong thing to do. Right, but in midrabanan we tell you not to because we don't want people to get involved in making nedarim. But technically, you didn't actually make a nedar, and therefore you didn't midrabanan. You didn't violate anything. Okay. So go back to the Gemara. Umi ika bayachal midrabanan. What do you mean bayachal midrabanan? What's such a thing? Bayachal midrabanan. The language of bayachal midrabanan is a word from the Torah. Right. So what does it mean bayachal midrabanan? So in other words, vatanya. I'll give you a proof. There's a brayse that says. When there's something that is permissible, but other people, they treat it as if it's asr, you're not allowed to do it, even though it's permissible. It's a permissible thing, but people have decided to take on themselves an extra chumrah, and they don't do this thing that's really mutter. Then you're not allowed to do it in front of them either, because people have accepted themselves as asr. Shneamar lo yachal dvaro. How do I know? Because of this pasuk, lo yachal dvaro. Okay, lo yachal dvaro. In that case, there's no, that's not din d'oraisa. That's it. Again, it's another example where Chazal used the language of lo yachal dvaro, meaning you shouldn't violate the thing that people have accepted, even though it's not actually any actual violation of a nether. Fine. So the bottom line is Rabbi Huda has not been contradicted, and we're gonna keep going. So continues the Gemara. Tanan, sha'at nanis li. So this is a very, again, one of these examples in the Nedarim that it's a really bad one for Shalom Bias. Don't recommend it. But the case of the guy, the person says the following. He says, you can't get benefit from, let's say he's standing in the month of Adar. Okay? Month of Adar. And Pesach is the next month in Nisan, right? So he says, if you get any benefit from me from now until Pesach, that will be, or that benefit will be forbidden to you. Any benefit from me, for you to take from now until Pesach, is asur if im telch le beis avich ad achag. Chag in Gemara always refers to Sukkos. Okay? So Sukkos is 7 months away, right? So he says to her, if you go visit your father at any point between now and Sukkos, then the benefit you get from me for these next, whatever, 5 weeks, from now until Pesach, 6 weeks, from now until Pesach, is going to be forbidden to you. Okay? So it's a similar type of case, because there's a six-week activation phase. Basically, if she goes, if she gets any benefit, or I should say, 6 weeks, there's a six-week window where the things that she did, that there's a six-week window, if you're going from Rosh Chodesh Adar, where the benefit she gets will be forbidden, right? And the activation is any time from now until Sukkos. But if she hangs out and waits and doesn't get any benefit from her husband from now until Pesach, those 6 weeks, so then she'll be okay. And then even if she goes to visit her father afterwards, she'll be, she will not have activated the, then even if she activates the Isra, activates the Tanai, it won't make a difference. But what the question is going to become, what does she do now? Right? Can she go visit her father now, knowing that if she goes to visit him, it's going to activate the Isra, and now she's stuck for these 6 weeks. Oh, cow, I already went to visit my father. Now if I get benefit, I'm going to be stuck. Right, so in theory, what would Rabbi Yehuda have said? He would have said it's Asr to go, right? Because he's the one who says you can't even don't even go to sleep because maybe you're gonna, right? So same thing. Don't go to visit your father between these for these next 6 weeks, because if you do and then you get benefit, you're gonna be stuck. Right, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say. So let's see what the Mishnah says. So halacha lifnei Pesach, if she goes to visit her father before Pesach, Asur Bahana Aswara Pesach. She's forbidden to get any benefit until Pesach, which we know. Because again, she activated it by going to visit her father. Now that Isser Hana applies. And it applies through Pesach. Halchlifnea Pesach. So here we're gonna make a deal. So you said Halchlifnea Pesach Asura. Right? If she goes before Pesach, she's forbidden to get benefit. Lo halcha lo. But if she doesn't go, right? If she doesn't go, then it doesn't make it Asur. Right? What does that sound like? Was she allowed to go? Maybe you could argue. Again, what should the Mishnah have said? Don't go until after Pesach. Right? You're not allowed to go. Not if she went, if she didn't go. Right? She shouldn't have gone at all. Right? So you see it. So the Gemara wants to see Kashan Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah is allowing you to go. So Am Rabbi Abba, Halchalifnei Pesach Asura Viloke. No, he says no. Doesn't mean that she's allowed to go. She's not supposed to go at all. If she went before Pesach, so then she's asur to get benefit now. But look, and she's thinking of Malkus, right? Lo halcha asur ba'ama, right? But if she didn't go, still asur. It's still asur for her to get that benefit, right? Because again, because if she gets any benefit now at all, she's going to again activate that isur. So no, the Mishnah is still saying that she, shouldn't get any, that she can, by the way, the other way to go with this is that the actual getting benefit is the activation, right? She gets the benefit from him, so she shouldn't be allowed to get any benefit even. So if she gets any benefit, then she'd be, then she's going to, then she, again, gets herself in trouble if she goes to visit, etc. So the point here is that, it sounds like she was, if she got, the point here is that it's still usher. No, you can read the Mishnah still saying that it was still usher for her to get the benefit. And she still should have gotten me the rabbanon, shouldn't have gotten the benefit. But if she did, this is what happens. Fine. Okay. Gemara says, but wait a minute. Ema seifa. Achara Pesach bebayach advaro. Right? The Gemara says, the seifa of that same mission says that if she goes after Pesach, she violates bayach advaro. Vi the lo is hanei lefnei ha-Pesach miyika bayachel. But if she didn't get any benefit, she didn't get any benefit for Pesach, then why is she going to violate bayach advaro? Right? So it must be, again, if you're telling me that when she goes after Pesach, right? That she violates Bayach HaDvaro, but if she never got the benefit before Pesach, again, the activation of the Isser is only if she, violating the Neder is only if she, got some benefit before Pesach, right? And if she didn't, then what do you mean Bayach HaDvaro after Pesach? So it must be, El Pshita Yisani, the case must be that she did get benefit before Pesach. Ami Misani, Viti Yuvti Rebbe Yehuda. It must be, the Mishnah is assuming a case that she took the benefit, right? Even though she knew that by taking the benefit, she would be activating this concern that, now if she goes to visit her father, she's going to get in trouble. So you see that Rebbe Yehuda is wrong. We do allow the person to you know, kind of skate into the danger zone a little bit, right, and get the benefit and activate the next stage iser. Same words, nah, not so fast. Kikatani de iyasani. No, come on. I'm not saying she's allowed to. We're just saying, if she did, that's the whole question. What happens if it happens? And that's what we said. Fine. So again, no, nice try, trying to attack Yehuda, but it didn't work. And we'll try again. Tanancha at nesli adachag, im telchi lebesavich adapesach. Okay, now this is the opposite case. Right? That you're not allowed to get benefit from me from now. Again, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh Adar from now until Pesach. If you go to your father's house from now until Pesach, okay. So same thing. It's the opposite case. If she goes at any point from, let's say those 6 weeks from Adar Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh Adar. I'm just like, that's the, you know, that's the way we'll talk about it. But it could be any number of days. But fine. But let's just say that for our case. So she goes from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Pesach. If she goes at any point in those 6 weeks, so then any benefit that she's going to get from the husband and from now immediately until Sukkot will be Aser. Okay? And this continues the Mishnah. If she went to her father before Pesach, Asur b'hanasu arachak. Right? So then she's forbidden to get any benefit all the way until Sukkot from her husband. Umuteres lelech achar Pesach. But she's allowed to go after Pesach. Okay? So halcha asura lo halcha lo, right? So the case is if she went, she's forbidden. But if she didn't go, right? So then she is not forbidden. Okay. Yeah. Look at the Ran. Just hop over to the left side there. Konam sha nenes di alachag im telchi lebeis avich mikan ad haPesach etc. Aba im lo halcha lifnei haPesach, if she didn't go before Pesach, ein asur lehanos mi adar ad haPesach. Right? If she doesn't go to her father, right, during that time before Pesach, she's not forbidden to get benefit from adar until Pesach. Why? The lo chayshinan leshemat helechadayin lifnei. I mean, she still has more time. Right? She could still go. Right? And the implication is that she's, as long as she hasn't gone yet, she continues to get benefit. But wait a second. If tomorrow she decides to go visit her dad, didn't turn out that all the benefits she got is a problem. So again, that's a kasha and Rabbi Yehuda again. Because it sounds like the mission is allowing her to skate in the danger zone. So Amarava, no. Hu adin, dafi loha chasur. No. The point is, even if she hadn't gone, it's still asur. Okay. And the dafi lo halcha asura, but halcha asura v'loka. Right? So, halcha asura v'loka. But lo halcha asura ba'ama. Fine. But the point being that if she would go, so she it would be asura, and she get malchus, right? In such a case. But if she didn't go, it's still asura. Right? So no, there's no. Again, it doesn't mean the Mishnah has to be read this way. The point is that I could read it this way. And therefore, you can't prove to me that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong when he tells you, you know, danger, don't go. I don't know, maybe the mission still means to say that it's usher even to go. It's possible. Fine. Meisve, try again to attack him. Kikar zu alai hayom, imelech lamakam ploni lamachar. So this loaf of bread is forbidden to me today. If I go tomorrow to, I don't know, Jersey City. Achal. So what if he ate it? So now he's usher to go to Jersey City because he ate the bread. So, but again, achal meaning, see, he was allowed to eat it. What do you mean? Mikatani ochel doesn't mean you can eat it, lechachila. Achal katani, if he did. Again, we're just playing it out. Maybe he did it. He wasn't supposed to, but he did. Fine. The ki achal harezeb bayelech, but halach harezeb bayachal dvaro. Right? And mahalich, lo, same thing, right? But the Kebbi said, if he goes, right? Doesn't mean that he's allowed to go. Mahalech didn't say you should go. It just said if he did, right? V'kashya l'Rav Yehuda. But this is a kasha for Yehuda. Why is it a kasha for Yehuda? Oh, sorry. If you read it this way, right? We knocked out the achal ochel, fine. But now this Gemara says, "B'chi achal harezeh b'bayelich, halach harezeh b'yachal dvaro." Right? But mahalich lo. I mean, again, so you want to play it that way? It's only if he did. So what do you see? It said if he went, so he violates b'yachal dvaro. What do you see? It didn't say mahalich. It didn't say he can't. Right? Same thing. So that's you know, a Kashim of Yehuda who says that, you know, that you're not allowed to go. Fine. So Amalach of Yehuda, no, who didn't listen to Mehalach? No, I could have said also, you know, that you can go. I the Katani Resha Achal the Lo Misni the Lo Misni Leochel Tani Seifa Halach. So same thing. The fact that they use the language of Mahalach then wasn't a, you know, some big deal. They're just making it as usual. The mission is just trying to be consistent, and that's why I use that language. But you're right. It could have even said the language of Mahalach. Okay. So, but again, we still don't really have, you know, we didn't find any particular kasha in Rabbi Huda. His shita still exists and has not been refuted that in situations where you set up a tanai as an activation for an iser, that the tanai is usser. He still holds that that's usser, and the Gemara has been unable to find any type of proof that he's wrong. Okay, the next case we have is Ha'omer the Isha Konum Shani B'Sham Sheikh Ha'Reizav Vayachadoro. Right, a person says to his wife, he's taking a nether not to have tashmish. So if he does that, Ha'Reizav Vayachadoro. Now we know the words Vayachadoro can mean all kinds of things right now. Right, okay. Gemara says, second, how does this whole thing work? What does that mean? When he makes a tender not to be with his wife, right? They can't do that. There's a place he has to. It's a achi of midar raisa. It's a achi of ona for husband and wife. So if that's true, how could he take a neder on a din daraisa that not to do something that he's chayiv to do? So answers the Gemara a very kind of like technical answer here, okay? But Omer Hanas Tashmishech Alai. Okay? What's the case? The case is where he says the Hana of your Tashmish, meaning he says to his wife, like the Hana that I get from you is usher to me. That's what he says. Okay? So Vahalo Kanichale Batashmish, right? But and he doesn't not interested. Right, the Amr of Kahana Tashmishai Alayich Kofanosa. Right, so if a woman says to her husband, "My Tashmish is forbidden to you," so that she can't say. Right, she can't say, you know, she can't answer herself to him. Right, because again, she is a chiyuv to him. Right, so then Kofanosa Umisham Shiso. So then we force her, and they have Tashmish, but the Shibudi Mishabedesle because they have to. Right, but Hanas Tashmishich Alay. Right. But if he says the hana of your tashmish is forbidden to me, right? So like meaning the person takes the oath on themselves that they're not allowed, that they can't get the benefit of tashmish. If the person says you can't benefit from me, that's usher because we have a chiyuv to each other, right? But to say I can't get benefit from you, that works. Why? She'ein machilin lo adam davar ha'asr lo. It's a technicality sort of. But the point is that if a person takes a neder in the midst of ona, the person takes the neder not to give that to the other person, so that's usher because he's a chiyuv to give that to the other person. But if he takes a neder not to get the benefit, right, then you can't force them because in that case now they've accepted that isra on themselves, right? And that's the case that we're talking about. Why does that work? And yeah, after all, it ends up being the same thing. Lamaisa, it's a good question. But technically, that's how you get around that problem, and that is the netter that's being taken in this case. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah next week.